Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's production company has won more regional and national Addie Awards than any other South Carolina company. And she says her success comes from helping companies ask themselves, why do our customers want us? As an example, she says, just open your closet, reach in and pull something out and ask yourself, why is this in here? Does it work for me? Is it building my personal brand or is it getting in the way? And she says you can do this with your whole life. Lori Gardner is president and founding partner of Mad Monkey in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Congratulations on these Addie Awards.
Thank you.
So tell us about the recent round.
Well, this year we had a campaign for the South Carolina Education Lottery, and it was the beneficiary campaign. And that particular campaign did very well at the Addies, which was a surprise, and we're very grateful for the win.
And I mentioned in my introduction that a lot of your success involves getting, you know, your customers to know their customers. Are you finding that they really don't know their own customers?
It's not so much that they don't know their own customers, but they don't always remember to ask what is the customer wanting. And with today's world, the consumer need changes, unfortunately, very quickly. So we always have to stay in tune and in touch with our clients.
Can you walk us through maybe and how your analogy of the clothes in your closet, how that translated into a real world ad production that you did?
Well, we're working with a client right now that has realized that they need to change the name of their company. Many times we have clients who come to us and say, I need me a television commercial, a brochure, and a poster. And I'm like, well, that's awesome. That's great. And we can help you with some of those items. But let's talk about why you need those and who you're actually talking with. What happens in that experience is that many times they realize they don't need any of those things. Perhaps they need a social media campaign or something that is more efficient in reaching their audience.
So how do you identify that?
Well, we start by asking questions, and we make sure that they're in a comfortable environment and they feel willing to share some of the challenges they're up against. I think it's really important when you're choosing a marketing company to make sure you feel comfortable with that team that you're working with, because in order to make a strong message, you have to ask some tough questions. It'll transform your business if you're willing to do this. In this particular instance, we're going back to what are the services you offer again and who do you offer them to? And it became very clear to them that their name was holding them back. They were not going to be able to reach the people they wanted to reach with this name.
That's kind of a drastic change, though, changing your name, especially if you've built your customer base over many years.
It is, but the new name is going to help them reach more people. You know, they need a new website, new brand identity. With the campaign that happened to get acknowledged at the Addies, it was much the same sort of discovery. There's always a discovery when you start asking why. The South Carolina Education Lottery has dedicated, I think it's $2.3 billion towards students and adults in the state who want to further their education. We knew those stories were out there, but the big discovery, and again, in asking why and what does this mean, is that the people who receive the scholarships are not the only people who are transformed by this. There's a grandmother who raised her granddaughter, and she became the first person in the family to get a college education. So when she graduated, that was a momentous occasion for the grandmother and for her whole family. And since this young woman has gotten her college education, two other people in the family have decided to go back to school. Those stories, it's a ripple effect, and it can transform other lives as well.
We're hearing a lot about the changing world of social media as well. Maybe Twitter not so popular anymore, and Facebook much more popular. How much of a company's marketing budget are you seeing these days needs to be more dedicated to social media of one form or another?
It is the burning question, right? When we first started Mad Monkey 15 years ago, we were creating stories for broadcast. Those were our channels. And now there are so many channels. Now, whenever we shoot a television commercial campaign, we make sure that it can be repackaged, re-edited, the story can be told in a different way for Instagram, YouTube channels. And your question is very valid. If your marketing plan is not including social media, you need to ask yourself why. It's a why moment, because these are areas that you can get your message out. They will need to be repackaged differently. You don't put the same thing on Facebook that you would put on LinkedIn or on Pinterest.
Lori, thank you for visiting our studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lori Gardner is president and founding partner of Mad Monkey, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can find our social media links and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.